In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we gather from our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, in fact, as it says, there broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and this was following the martyrdom of St. Stephen. So it says, devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. And Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, and the church was scattered. Now, one of the interesting things about the church being scattered is that it led, ultimately, to the gospel being proclaimed not just within the Holy Land, but in beginning with Jewish communities outside of Palestine, and then even to non-Jewish communities. So what happened was this persecution caused the faith to spread. You know, you cannot thwart the will of God. God will use even the evil that men do to further his cause. You know, this is related to the old saying that God writes straight with crooked lines. It's not to say that God willed that this persecution would take place, or God caused it, or God wanted it to happen. What it is saying is that God will even use the evil that men do in order to fulfill his aims. So you can't stop or thwart God. It just can't happen. And we see this time and time again in the history of the church. When the Roman Empire, which was at that time the Roman Christian Empire, fell to the barbarian hordes, what did this happen? What did this cause? The barbarians to be converted. And we see time and time again throughout history how apparently disastrous acts, in fact, lead to the spread of the church. And part of it, too, is that when things get bad, we realize that we can't depend upon ourselves and that we need instead to turn to God because, you know, ultimately, God is the one person that any human being can depend upon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.